you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. And we're going to talk soccer for this particular segment. Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Eagles entering his third year as head coach of both the men and the women's program. Coach Bennett has done a terrific job so far, but a new challenge now for USU Eastern as they are finally a part of a conference joining the SWAC for the upcoming season. Coach, it has been a while, but it's great to get you back on today. Thank you for taking out the time.
Yeah, thanks. It gets me excited to just a little bit more excited knowing that our players are coming in just around the corner and getting ready to go again.
Yeah. First practice, as you and I were talking off of the cuff, you said is August 3rd. So between now and then, what are you doing to prepare for the season? Because, I mean, that's only a couple of weeks away.
You know, a lot of it is just we'll go through the first 12 to 14 days. It's almost like a scripted practice. So we know what we're going to do every day throughout those, a lot of evaluating. And so we're getting all of that prepared. Making sure really that everybody that's coming in has final high school transcripts. They're getting their physical done. Any other loose ends that they need to get done to get in, just making sure that they get that done. And quite honestly, this last few weeks is always kind of a headache and a stressor for me, because until I actually see them here on campus, I worry that they're going to actually get here, and so there's always that bit of excitement and stress through all of it. Most of it's on there, and they got to get stuff done to get here.
Coach, I want to talk about some of the challenges that you probably did face this past off season as far as recruiting. Now the Scenic West Athletic Conference officially has soccer. You guys are now officially a part of a conference, which I know has got to be easy as far as the scheduling goes. But did you encounter any difficulties in the recruiting going up against some of the other squads now here in the state of Utah?
You know, this year we really didn't, but that's because most of those programs take Snow College and Salt Lake Community College. They got their coaches hired so late in the game. Snow College's coach was hired in April, and Salt Lake Community College was the end of May. You know, so we were done recruiting. There were two or three players on the men's side that we were hoping that we would get here, very good players. We didn't have a scholarship to give them, but they were a full Pell Grant type of kid, and they had some academic money. So they would have come here relatively inexpensive, almost for free for them. And they ended up going to Salt Lake or Snow. And there were some good, solid players. We didn't experience too much of that this year, but I anticipate that in the future, those two schools will come into play pretty heavily when it comes to some recruiting of the same individuals.
Is that fun for you? Do you kind of cherish that opportunity to go toe-to-toe and kind of throw track records out at kids as you're sitting there trying to recruit them to USU Eastern?
Oh, sure. That's always part of it. You know, I've been fortunate in my career that I've been a college coach for 18 years. You know, you can't be successful in this business if you're not willing to get out there and recruit. And for every kid that tells you no, they're not interested, they're going to go somewhere else, you have to expect that. You have to expect that you're not going to get every kid you want every year, but you have to be willing to keep doing that part of the job. You know, the recruiting side of it will last, you know, goes on all the time. But, you know, we really get after it, you know, once the season's over and you want to get a few of those top kids signed right away. But if you're not willing to spend that time from November to whenever you would be done, you're probably not going to be real successful as a coach. You know, they can all know the X's and O's, but if you don't have good players, you can't. And I know all of those coaches in the league. They're qualified coaches. They know They know what they're doing. Yeah, it'll make it interesting for some of the top kids across Utah that you're going to try to get.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad. Coach Bennett entering his third year as head coach of both the men and the women's program. 3 years now, Coach. You guys have had a lot of success. I know on the girls' side, over the last 2 years, you guys were actually nationally ranked. The men, they were very competitive, especially in the latter part of last season. What did you target as far as your off-season recruiting? Was there a specific need that you seen that you guys needed this year?
You know, on the women's side, we had a very good women's team, but they lacked just the ability to score that crucial goal. We controlled nearly every game we were in, even though we had some losses. You know, we lose a game 1-0 in double overtime to the defending national champions. We lose 1-0 to a team that goes on and wins the national championship. And in those games, we had opportunities to score and win those games. So on the women's side, we really addressed players that we felt like that can put some goals in there for us. Defensively, we lose a lot of players from last year in the defense, but we replaced them with some very talented players. I would say overall the focus on the women's side was to bring in some players that could be creative, that could score goals. That was the main focus. Really felt like we've done that. We brought in a really solid group of young ladies to a women's team that lost a lot of players. Players that had been here for 2 years and they left. The men's side, there probably wasn't a huge area of focus. Obviously, you always want scorers. But on the men's side, one thing we did this year is we have 9 international players coming in to play for us. They bring sometimes a little bit different attitude about soccer. I wouldn't say overall that they're necessarily better than any kids that I'll get in the United States, but they have a different level of passion sometimes, especially if you're going to come from halfway across the world to come and play. So those were our areas of focus for both the two teams.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because you bring somebody from a different part of the world. I mean, still in this country, I know soccer is getting bigger and bigger, but it's still not our primary sport here in the country.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, we just had the NBA playoffs, and you think about if some of those guys that were playing in that game, incredible athletes, can you imagine if those guys were soccer players in the United States with that equivalent talent? Because you can take American basketball and it just dominates the world on any scene. You take our best players against the world's best players, and we are the best at it. But you head to an Argentina, you head to Spain, you head to some of these other countries where soccer is just that's what they do. They're best athletes are playing those games. So the kids that we have coming from these international places, they just have a passion for it. They grow up with it. It's what they do. And so we hope that they bring a passion, a level of flair, a competitiveness that will take the men's team from being a 14-5 team, which is pretty good, and right on the edge, to hopefully being a team that will win a regional and district and go to nationals.
When you talk about the recruiting, Coach, it has been a very exciting time for USU Eastern, with the Under Armour deal, and then we've added softball. And I know Greg Dart's done a terrific job, along with Coach Parr, of just evolving the sports department. The softball, the addition of softball has really caught people's attention here locally, and we've talked to Coach Richens about that just a little while ago. So I want to ask you, from a soccer standpoint, how has soccer, now going into its third year at the college, affected the talent pool here locally? And if it has, do you feel that there's, we're starting to gain great talent from the local high schools here?
Definitely. When I got here, I've always had a policy that I want the local kids to come and play for me. Now, how much do they play, whether on a scholarship, that's always going to just depend on purely how good they are. When I got here 3 years ago, the high school and club programs, the club was growing. The high school program was struggling, but the last 2 years, Both sides have made big strides. They have qualified coaches that are involved with that. We have opportunities to see those kids in club situations in high schools, and sometimes they'll be involved. And when we have recruiting days, we'll invite those kids to come over and participate. We have a few kids that were part of the high school program that on the men's side that will be coming in here this year. So it's definitely improved. I know it's helped their excitement. I think it's, you know, again, we're a little isolated from Provo, from Salt Lake areas. So that's always a challenge because your talent pool is a little bit smaller. But the club and the high school are definitely growing and improving. And I've said this lots of times since I've been here, that the kids when I got here that were, you know, in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, if they kept that up, by the time that they would be juniors, seniors, and that, and they're getting close to that, that they should see a significant improvement in their play.
Well, it's definitely a great report to hear that both the high school programs seem to be evolving as well. Coach, you guys will get rolling. August 26th is your first official game, but from now until then, what's in between for the soccer program at USU Eastern?
You know, we'll have a couple of scrimmages against ourselves, against a couple of other schools that will come in here. We'll be doing a lot of assessing the players' fitness level, their technical ability, how good are they with the ball. You know, we'll be looking for leadership among the players. Who's going to be, you know, those captain-type players? Trying to figure out who's your top 18 or your top 25, your traveling squad. So a lot of stuff that we'll try to figure out in the beginning as far as what's our formation, what's our style, what's this team good at. And that's always a challenge with junior college. You don't get the kids for 4 years, you get them for 2 years. And so you have to play them with the good and the bad. You know, if a player has some faults, you have to try to get those faults out of them as quick as they can and play them to get that out. You don't have the 4-year school where we can say we're going to redshirt you for a year and you get to work out and practice with us every day, but you're not going to play. That just doesn't work at this level. So a lot of assessing, a lot of team building things, a lot of getting together. You know, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, they've got to act like a family. Even if sometimes they are a little bit dysfunctional, they have to act like they're a family. They got to accept us as coaches. We got to accept them as players. All of that.
Well, it's definitely getting close, and I know you're excited. We're definitely excited. Year three, the program has come a long ways. Is it fair? Is there a fair expectation for the men or women's program, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wouldn't just assume that will anybody in the league is going to give us a region title. You know, if there's any advantage, it's that we have been here and that we were able to get recruiting done a lot earlier than the other schools. But Salt Lake and Snow are going to be very competitive. You have College of Southern Nevada. In that whole valley, there's nobody else other than UNLV. So whoever they would take as Division I athletes, the rest are there for them to be able to get. And then you have Colorado Northwest, which is new. So we only have an advantage in just a few months ahead of them in recruiting. But I certainly hope that we win the region titles and possibly win district titles. Absolutely, that's the goal. You know, we got a good group. I think we might have a little bit of an advantage, but all of these schools are going to be very competitive. The Utah talent that will be loaded with in particular Salt Lake and Snow, they'll be very competitive, and they're going to be very well coached, and they will be difficult to beat. But that's part of the game. You know, you got to be prepared for that. And so we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, I always look forward to talking with you. Thank you once again for taking the time for us here, and then hopefully we can catch up again relatively soon.
You bet. Thanks.
Coach Ammon Bennett of the Golden Eagle Soccer Squad. We've got to pause for just a moment. We have plenty more coming up, including a NASCAR update from yesterday, straight ahead here on Drive Time Sports.